Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, Felix Grosjean seemingly fairly confident in his pre-match press conference there. Well, as confident as you can be before you go and visit the Etihad on the 23rd of December, that's for sure. You'll notice how he's trying out English every now and again, making friends with the reporters and becoming much more interactive as a whole. It really was nice to see. But interesting development regarding the free transfer of Jackson Marley in the week is his anonymity provoking various headlines in the local and national press. Complete obvious bemusement from the Ashwood City fans, bemusement from the reporters, as we've certainly never heard of him. And I have to say, bemusement on the part of Felix Grosjean too. In just his second day of training, which as you will remember was yesterday, he was stretchered off. I can now report on that. Grosjean confirmed today that was because of a broken ankle. Marley was always going to struggle to break into this squad. There is no doubt whatever about that. But it would seem now, in very sad news for the young man, the club have let him go with immediate effect, and his brief Ashwood career is now dead.
Yes, quite dead. As a doornail.
He represented Honduras 5 times. He qualifies to play for them through his father. But in West Murcia, he was born and raised on a training ground, is where he spent most of his days. But in recent times, he's looked a lot more promising. Clubs have been excited about him. Hamburg particularly showed some interest. And Ashwood were the people that snapped him up. It would seem that he wasn't ready.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around and pull it down. Hey, that's pretty...
is that? Oh, don't knock. Just ring the fucking bell. And who are you?
Why don't you ask me who I was?
Oh, God. Who were you then?
I was Jackson Marley, the Ashwood City player.
Okay, and what do you want with me?
Much.
So what's with the chains?
What?
The chains, what the fuck is the point of them?
They're not chains, mate, they're zips. Vivian Westwood this, 800 quid, fuck's sake.
How did you even get here? You're on crutches.
You don't believe in me.
I don't.
Why do you doubt me?
Look, Marley, mate, nothing personal. I don't know you. You were just a business transaction.
But you still doubt me?
Yeah, I do. You're unfit, mate. You've broken your ankle and you were plodding around the training ground like a heavyweight boxer.
I was told by the club that I was a decent playmaker.
Yeah, there's more of the haymaker than the playmaker about you, isn't there? Whatever you are.
A heavyweight boxer?
Yeah, a heavyweight boxer. It was just like watching a balder, fatter Tyson Fury.
I can't believe you're doing this to me. I've been at Ashwood under a week.
Oh, woe is me.
Don't fucking give me that. You've ruined my career. I was on my way to Hamburg, mate. All right, Hamburg. I was about to sign for him until you lot came calling.
Hamburg.
You can't just do whatever you want. There's consequences.
Yes, I can. It's called being top of the food chain, chain boy.
Mate, fucks, they're not chains. Zips.
Are you finished? I mean, at my door, obviously, because professionally it's quite clear that you are finished.
No, I'm not finished.
Oh, goody.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror. You're a curse on this sport.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're just another link in the chain, eh, Tim Westwood?
They are zips. And it's Vivian Westwood, fucking Tim.
They're chains, and you are the weakest link. Good fucking bye.
There's kids at that training ground. Decent kids, decent talent, working their arses off, running yard by yard, and they're rotting at this club. Just because you can't make money off them.
Look, they're free to leave whenever they wish.
They're desperate, mate. All right, they're brainwashed. Do you get that? They'd rather die than give up being a professional football player.
Then they'd better do it and decrease the surplus wage bill.
Big fucking arse, that, mate.
Woe is me. Now fuck off, woe, Salah. And take your broken ankle with you.
Well, Grosjean said with a bit of work, I could make the bench at least.
Well, Grosjean won't have a job in 24 hours, Marley, so that is of no use to me.
What?
Yeah, you heard. This club is about to get a real manager, and if this league thought that they were going to finally flush Ashworth down the crapper, then they were wrong.
You're not staying, mate.
Ooh, I'd think again if I were you.
No one can keep you in this league.
Oh, yeah? What about Tony Pulis?
You're getting Tony Pulis? But he's at Middlesbrough.
Yeah, not for long. It's a Christmas present to myself. Wrapped up under the tree, gave it a good old feel, felt the cap and glasses, and you Santa had delivered exactly what I'd asked for.
The fans will absolutely...
The fans will deal with it. That's what they get for picking my pocket every transfer window. Long balls and fullbacks.
You know, there's a decent way to go about this business, pal.
Making money is my business. Yeah, sponsorship is my business. TV rights, merchandise, marketing and bonuses are my business. You understand, Marley? No? Didn't think so. So now you can go and mind your own fucking business.
What you do with your football club is your decision.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
These actions will haunt you for the rest of your life. Do you understand that?
Haunt me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be haunted.
Oh, yep.
Really? Well, then... Well, in that case, look, I take it all back. Please, let me reinstate your contract.
Really?
No, I'm pulling your chain. Now, go on, fuck yourself off like a good boy. Yeah, bye-bye, baldy-looking chain. Merry Christmas. Hamburg.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive.
Lydia, bring the trolley, quick. There's one here. I'm looking at one here. It's a turkey crown. I think it's big enough.
Oh, you're right, Jesus Dan. It's perfect. I'll take it.
Patrick.
Dan Watson, goodness me. You're still alive and you haven't choked to death on your own bullshit. It's a Christmas miracle.
Give me that turkey.
No.
Give me the turkey, Patrick.
No can do.
I'm hosting the whole family this year. I need
Well,
that.
Listen, host of Christmas past, I saw it first, so go get yourself a nut roast. Yeah, I think they're in aisle 7.
Sorry, why do you need a turkey that feeds 10? I thought you eat alone.
I am eating alone.
Unbelievable. Then just go to another shop. Get a smaller one.
No, this one's on sale.
Yeah, by £2.
£2 is £2.
You haven't changed. Look at you. You've got Man City this afternoon. Instead, you're looking after yourself as usual.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to that game.
Yeah, funny that.
Well, I'm just going to tune into Match of the Day, have a quick look at Pep's scarf, then off to bed.
As I say, mate, you haven't changed.
Neither of you. You're still out of work. Haven't got the Valencia job, no.
How did you know that?
What?
How did you know that I interviewed for that?
Oh, I have my sources, you know. Oh, that reminds me, cranberry sauce, that'll go great with my turkey.
Patrick, why did Valencia tell me they were disappointed with my conduct under previous employers?
I don't know, pal. The same thing happened at Anderlecht, though, right? Oh, that reminds me, I need my Brussels sprouts, they'll go great with my turkey.
fucking manipulative bastard.
Merry Christmas to you too. Yeah, good luck with your job search, Dan. Why don't you try something in Turkey, eh? Oh, that reminds me. You need to get yourself a turkey.
You are a fucking arsehole, mate. You are.
Arsehole, that reminds me. You need to get some stuffing.
Shut up. Just please, just shut up.
Why don't you try smaller clubs? Huh? You never know, they might consider you at Soccer Aid. That'd be a nice Christmas gift, won't it? Gold, frankincense and Ollie Murs.
You spoke to Valencia about me.
Antonio? No, haven't spoken to him in a while.
Patrick.
Why would I want Valencia to go through the same treatment we did under your management?
You.
What, Dan? What?
You have ruined my career.
No, Dan, you ruined your own career.
Ruined my career? And where has it got you? In the bottom three, mate.
Yeah, not for long.
Look at your team. Felix is playing Marco as a wing-back, like he's Ashley Young, or James Milner, or Fabian Delph, or any other ex-Villa midfielder I care to mention.
Well, Felix is getting the sack, and not Santa's sack.
Of course, there's a surprise. Who are you getting in? Heard that Zidane is looking to spoil his good name.
Nah, I'll let Ed Woodward sort that one out.
Look at you, you're giddy. Don't think I can work it out. You're getting Rod Meadows. It doesn't surprise me. It's a good appointment. He's a good manager.
Nah.
You're turning down Rod Meadows. You're not going to get Mourinho, mate. Rod Meadows is the best out there.
Okay, I get it, Dan. Yeah? You believe in Rod. Good
for
you.
He's available and he used to play for Ashwood. And he's a perfect firefighter. I'm not giving you advice.
Meadows has no Rod-given right to manage Ashwood, so put your Bible away.
Who then?
Well, I've been gossiping about him a lot recently, so I should probably keep it quiet, you know, under my Ashwood-branded cap.
You're not.
I am.
He's at Middlesbrough.
Why does everyone keep saying this like he's at Barcelona?
There's available managers out there. You don't have to steal them.
Well, you're putting yourself forward, Dan.
Not for all the money in Gianni Infantino's pocket.
Good to hear.
What is wrong with Rod Meadows? He's available. He's better than Pulis. You know this.
I want absolute certainty. Ashwood aren't going anywhere, just like you.
Fuck off.
Have a good Christmas, Dan. Don't let the no turkey and no job get you down. What? Did you just throw an orange at me?
It was a clementine, and yes.
Yeah.
Ow! I didn't throw it that hard. Have to stop that.
Fuck! Jesus, Dan!
God! Ow!
Take that, you fucking banjo!
Ow! My eye!
Hey, look at this one, Dan. This one's from Valencia. You were there recently, weren't you?
Ow!
Ow! Dan! God almighty! You absolute fucking melt!
Staff announcement. Security needed to aisle 3. Security to aisle 3.
Man City really piling the pressure on now in the closing stages of this game. They lead 1-0 through a fantastic Bernardo Silva goal that was just after half time. Not long left in this one.
It should be about 5 or 6-0. The Ashwood back line and the keeper have been absolutely superb.
Haven't they just, Billy? And here's another chance for the hosts with Sterling, and it's just wide.
My word, it is chance after chance. I still don't know why I have to slack off.
If you don't get that, then you've missed the point of your entire job, Woody.
How is that the point of my job?
Football recruitment and strategy?
Aye.
Kind of falls under the umbrella of sacking a struggling coach.
Look, Patrick wanted him, not me.
Very laissez-faire.
It's fucking laissez-faire. Let's give him another few games at least.
Woody, stick to the plan.
Ah, right, I forgot. We're all just living in a Patrick Nolan snow globe, whilst he chucks it around and flakes of shite settle gracefully at our feet.
Oh, how pretty.
Jack's fucking Marley. Unbelievable.
£10 million for some warm-ups and training.
Right, you're going to blame that on me too?
Nah, just blame it on the baguette.
Oh, fuck off. Don't get me started.
I don't plan on getting you started.
I watched him train, you know. All 5 minutes of it. And you know what I saw?
Mummy kissing Santa Claus?
No, I saw a make weight.
Well, yes, we all saw the weight.
No, I don't mean the fat bald bastard. I mean, I saw £10 million. That's all I could see.
Yeah, and? That's all we'll ever see. Look at the TV, Woody. There's the Abu Dhabi Oilers versus the Californian hedge funders. Big fucking deal.
I want to know where that $10 million went.
Down the toilet, Woody. Like it all does. If you want to reach in and fish it out, then fine by me.
This is a goal. Surely. Look.
It's 1-0.
It's a 1-0 bollocking. Just blow the whistle, referee. You've got some sacking to do.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Read your emails.
No, thanks. Just LinkedIn and hot local girls in my area.
I mean your work emails.
I was talking about my work emails.
Well, fucking read that then.
He's bought 15% of the club.
From Thomas Fell.
Riyad Mahrez was signed by...
Hutch is going to kill him. We're all fucked.
But why are we fucked?
Hutch just lost his majority, Woody. He could pull all the money out of this place now. He could sell it.
So what is Patrick now?
He's like some villain that eats parts of Ashwood to make himself stronger.
Fucking hell, when's he getting here?
Why? So you can have another lover's tiff about some bang average midfielder? Pretty impressive. Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's Zidane.
Fuck. This makes the Mascherano and Tevez West Ham deal look like... makes it look like a fucking legitimate business transaction.
He's going to meet us here when Felix sets off from the Etihad.
Well, what are we going to see?
Well, hopefully nothing as aggressive as before.
I say what I want.
He's chief exec and now in some of the club, Woody. So you'll watch what you say, for once. So come on, we need to think about this. How do we act with him now? What's the new dynamic? Why does he want more power?
Jess.
Does he feel stifled under Hutch? And if he does, do we side with him or the Anaheim Sports Group?
Jess.
What?
Guardiola is stunned, and quite frankly, everyone in English football is stunned. Who could have predicted this?
Oh dear.
Simply fucking unbelievable. Football. It's Ashford City level right at the death.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think that, I mean, they have to say he's a great result. For Ashwood, I think for Man City is another bump in the road. Pep has voiced serious concerns this season, but for the visitors, I mean, this could have well saved Felix's job.
Nope.
Right, here we go.
Patrick, you son of a bitch!
Hutch, Merry Christmas, mate.
Don't fucking Merry Christmas me, you backstabbing asshole! I oughta fucking kill you, you motherfucker! 10 million! You wanna cut my own fucking product for 10 fucking million? This is why, you little asshole! You hear me?
Oh, I hear you.
Why, Patrick? Why would you do this?
Hey, whoa, it wasn't me. Thomas confided in me. He wanted me to take the share.
Oh, you fucking pussy!
Am I what, sorry?
You're a pussy! That's right, go blame Thomas.
You're angry, Hutch. You're just lashing out.
This ain't lashing out. You'll know when I fucking lash out, you cocksucker! Ooh.
Sorry, mate, is this the corporate-approved company speech we've been advised on by HR?
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Oh, don't think it is.
You stole from me!
Yeah, well, you stole from me!
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Every week you steal from me. Every week there's a new directive. Every week there's another hoop I have to fucking jump through, and I'm not having it anymore.
I am gonna jump across that pond and beat the shit out of you, understand?
Yeah, just try it, mate. I'll drown you in the fucking pond.
Oh, you've made a powerful enemy, pal.
Good. Been meaning to make one of those.
If you block any of our decisions on that board, there'll be hell to pay.
Well, I look forward to that. Oh, hey, Hutch, before you go, mate, there's a new directive here at Ashwood City that I'm rolling out.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Only Ashwood City members of staff will be allowed on site. Safety precautions, you understand.
Safety precautions?
Yeah, can't trust anyone these days.
Yeah, figured.
So, Anaheim Sports Group staff that currently work at Ashwood will be evicted from their offices, all right, pal?
Don't call me pal! I ain't your pal!
Yeah, that's understood.
Hold on. What ASG staff work at Ashwood?
What an excellent, excellent result. Beating Manchester United, you don't do that every day.
Christ.
What? Come on, that was terrific.
Firstly, you definitely do beat Manchester United every day. And secondly, that wasn't Manchester United, that was Manchester City. And thirdly, we didn't win, we drew.
Oh, but all the players and everybody seem so excited.
Yes, it's a good result, Benedict, yes, but it makes the Felix situation a bit tricky.
Will he be after a bonus? Why not? It's Christmas after all, isn't it?
No, he'll be after keeping his job.
And so he should. Bloody well done, I say.
Benedict, we voted on this weeks ago. We've already sacked him.
What? Why?
Because our new manager now has easy games.
This is ruthless. Utterly ruthless. Where is Felix?
He landed at Gatwick about an hour ago.
Poor soul.
Yeah, speaking of souls, here comes Death himself.
Glad tidings all. Is Felix here yet?
Nah, pal, he had quite a few interviews to do, you know, a decent result and all that.
Oh, Benedict, I need to have a word with you in a minute.
Certainly.
So, Patrick, when are we going to tell us about your new role?
New role?
Yes, I noticed a little corporate restructure.
Oh, I probably can't talk about that right now.
Won't or can't, eh?
No such word as can't, eh, Jess? Just ask N'Golo.
You're on thin ice.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
With who?
With me.
Hey, this ice couldn't be thicker, all right? This is the Arctic under my feet, Jess. I'm getting frostbite on my toes and everything.
Yeah, well, let me know when you freeze to death.
You're in the wrong, Jess. Okay, whatever you think is going on, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm right. I'm always right.
Not this time. Yeah, this time, it's me.
Yeah, well, a stopped clock is right twice a day.
What are you sulking at?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I don't know, pal. How about stealing from my budget to give yourself some of the club?
I thought Christmas was the time of giving.
Aye, but not to yourself.
Bonjour.
Felix.
Hey, Felix.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Look, just get comfortable in Woody's office, Felix. He'll be in shortly, yeah?
Why is he in my office, Patrick?
Oh, why do you think?
Oh, I don't know, putting his feet up, maybe? Perhaps he's tired after one of the best results of the season.
Very good. In you get, Mr. Enforcer. Force him out of the club for me, will you?
For Pulis to come in.
Yeah. Who else?
Oh, I don't know. How about giving Felix these easy games?
Leicester at home is on Boxing Day. That is in 3 days. Three French hens. Now, come on. I did my Christmas shopping weeks ago. This was the plan. I don't have time to waste.
Look, don't rush it, okay? And even if you do, go for Rod Meadows. Don't go for Pulis.
Well, that's too fucking late. Later than a Paul Scholes tackle.
You've got time. Sleep on it.
No, I don't. That'll leave me 2 days. Two skirtle doves. No chance. Get in there and fire him.
Patrick, I can see Woody's point.
Oh, come on.
I have to say, I do wonder what it would achieve.
Christ, all three of you. What a perfect shat trick.
You got a point at the Etihad, Patrick.
So what? They're just Man City, you know? If you love them so much, why don't you go work for them, hmm?
What is wrong with you?
What, is that what you want, Jess? You want the blue moon? Just say the word, I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
You know what? You can take your lasso and tie around your neck for all I care.
Where are you going?
Home.
Well, I'll have you in Christmas Day, all right?
I already work Christmas Day.
Are we still doing the Secret Santa?
What? Why would we be doing the Secret Santa?
Well, you seem angry with me, and Christine said that you had me in the Secret Santa.
Well, it's not secret anymore, is it?
So you do have me?
Yes, Aunt.
Well, are you still getting me one if you're in a mood with me?
Patrick.
Well, I need to know.
Why?
Because I have you.
So you want to know if you should get me a gift or not?
Yes.
Go fuck yourself. How about that, eh? You like giving gifts to yourself, don't you? So try that, you prick.
Right, where was I?
Your memory is gone, pal. Maybe you're getting old.
Ah, that's right. I was telling you how to do your job.
Look, my job would be hiring Rod Meadows, not Tony Pulis.
Your job is to fire Felix Grosjean. Now, in you go. He's waiting.
No.
Sorry?
I ain't firing him. Not for the replacement you have in mind, anyway.
Fine. I will fire him, but I want you in Christmas Day to help Tony.
What?
You heard what I said.
I don't work Christmas Day.
Well, why not?
You know why.
Well, I forgot. Maybe I'm getting old.
Oh, don't do this, Patrick.
Sorry, pal. Just did it. Merry fucking Christmas. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to go do your job. Au revoir. So, Felix, it's been a difficult journey for us, for Ashwood, for yourself, and I think it's important that we don't make this journey any longer or more uncomfortable than it needs to be.
You are not enjoying your journey together?
It's not that I'm not enjoying it. Yeah, it's just that if we carry on this road in this manner, we'll end up in a ditch, being cut out by firefighters. So,
I don't understand.
Felix, I want to thank you for your service this season. I also want to thank you for this afternoon, as that was a great moment for the club.
It was glorious. My proudest moment as a coach.
Really?
Yes. And we hit the post, too. Imagine if that had been a goal.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, you've been in charge for 9 games now, and you haven't won a single one.
But I have won the hearts of the fans.
No, I don't think you have.
But they were singing my name and comparing me to the great Franck de Boer.
Okay, Felix, look, we no longer require you here.
In this office?
At the club. At all.
You are sacking me.
That's correct.
But what about that result? We hit the post too, Mr.
That
Nolan.
That result is not a win, Felix.
But we did so well.
Man City broke a record today. Did you know that? 44 shots on goal.
But we hit the post.
Oh, it doesn't matter. The fucking post of Christmas present still doesn't give us a win, does it?
There is no need for all this anger.
Oh, isn't there?
I have just moved my family here. We were going to have Christmas in England.
Well, touching as that is, Felix, you can't go without a win for 9 games and expect no repercussions.
What do I say to my family?
That's up to you, yeah? Take some time. That's the thing, Felix. This is a gift, in a way.
A gift?
Yeah. You know, I have given you time. Make the most of this Christmas present. You don't even have to get me anything. I mean, you could, if you wanted. I wouldn't be opposed to it, just so you know. Just, it's not necessary.
Mr. Nolan, you cannot continue like this.
Like what?
This ignorance and want.
Ignorance and want?
Beware them both, Mr. Nolan. If you don't, you will never be happy.
The only thing I want, Felix, is a fucking win. And the only thing I'm ignorant of is 3 points. So don't judge me based on the decisions I have to make. Because the fact of the matter is, you are here for a brief moment. Yeah, that's it. By the stroke of midnight, we'll be in the era of a new manager. And you will be long gone. So don't lay this at my door, okay? Without me, this place would fucking crumble. Understood?
I hope you can find happiness, Mr. Nolan. I truly...
Yeah, and I hope you can find the exit. Go on, go.
Goodbye,
get out.
Mr. Nolan.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Well, if you happen to find any happiness lying around out there, it's probably mine. Absolute maniac.
Chris, have we looked into hiring this Mourinho character?
Where did you learn that name?
What?
That name. Where'd you hear it?
Oh, in the media, on the TV, everywhere.
Never speak his name.
Why not?
Because he'll turn up and haunt your 3rd season, that's what he does.
Isn't he successful, though? I could give him a ring.
No, that won't be necessary, Benedict.
Just a quick ring, you know, check in. Let him know that we're really looking to push things forward.
Mourinho doesn't push things forward, pal.
I should give him a ring.
Every time a bell end rings, an angel gets his wings.
What happened, sorry?
Attaboy, Clarence.
Have you? Lying around out there. He's
done it.
He's done what?
Shot wee Napoleon at the cannon.
Oh, dear. This time of year can be very difficult to lose your job. I remember
Benedict,
when my
can I have a word, please, mate?
Certainly, Patrick, on my way. Looking forward to it. Should I mention the Mourinho idea to Patrick?
He'll kill you. Yeah, you know what? Give it a go.
Not long until the big day now.
Leicester at home. God, I can barely contain my excitement.
No, Christmas Day, Patrick.
Christmas Day. Absolute bollocks.
Christmas bollocks? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
Bollocks, Benedict. Big, hairy bollock baubles hanging on a tree.
Can we stop saying bollocks?
Do I look like I'm enjoying Christmas?
Not particularly.
Exactly, so don't come in here swinging your Merry Christmas baubles in my face.
I wasn't swinging them in your face.
You were.
Well, I apologise.
Benedict. I need to run this new directive by you.
Okie dokie, let's have a look.
This is it. Nothing that interesting. It's just, it's part of the new corporate structure.
Yeah, okay, splendid.
So is this part here just the new policy that only Ashwood City members of staff are allowed on site at all times?
Very, very sensible. Very sensible indeed. I like it. You don't know who could be trying to get into the place, you see?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you like me to update the lanyards on the system?
No, that won't be required. What will be required, though, is that you vacate the premises.
That I what, sorry?
You no longer work here on site.
You can't dismiss me.
It's not a dismissal, Benedict. I wouldn't do that to a fellow board member.
I don't think you can.
I can do whatever I want. I'm Emre Can, all right?
I don't know what that means.
I see, said Daily Blind.
What is the point of this meeting?
Anaheim Sports Group members won't be permitted on site
anymore. At all.
Including me?
Including you.
This feels very similar to a firing.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
So you are firing me?
No, that's something for Hutch to consider. This is similar to a firing. It's related to a firing, like cousins.
Cousins?
Yeah, if firing was Rio, this is very much an Anton.
Patrick.
Not Stephen Gerrard, but Anthony Gerrard. Where is he these days? Is he Carlisle United?
Patrick, I'm very confused, and these bizarre references aren't clearing anything up.
Look, what needs to be cleared up is your office, okay?
Let me just get this straight, Patrick, sorry. I am no longer allowed to use my office.
Now you're getting it.
Patrick, where is all this anger coming from?
It's coming from me, mostly.
Yes, but what is the reason for this?
The reason, Benedict, is the last 3 months people have stripped me of my power, cut off my decision-making and filled this place with auditors, inspectors, analysts and arseholes.
What camp do I fall in?
Oh, guess.
Auditors?
Swing and a miss. Look, I'm taking back control, okay?
Taking back control?
Yeah. Here I am in my big bus. Mourinho's driving. We're taking back control.
We're trying to help.
Well, you're not. You're hindering, and the club is suffering.
I see.
Feel free to work from home, yeah? Or maybe speak to Hutch and set up a remote workspace or something.
A remote workspace?
Yeah, one of those hipster zones with beanbags, recycled coffee cups and identity politics.
Oh, that sounds quite nice.
Yeah, doesn't it just? Now, I've got more work to do, so if you'd like to take a couple of days to figure out where you're going to go, that's fine by me.
Take a couple of days.
Yeah.
You need help, Patrick.
Well, thanks for your input.
Have a lovely Christmas.
I won't, but thanks.
Before I draw nearer to that stone to which you point, answer me all the questions, Spirit. Are these the shadows of things that will be? Or are they the shadows of things that may be? Men's courses will foreshadow certain ends to which, if persevering, they must lead. But if the courses be departed from, the ends will change. Say it thus with what you show me, Spirit. Say it thus with what you show me!
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Arno, wait, there goes my phone. What do you want?
Patrick, an email's been sent to the club contact address and it's not good.
Oh, is it that Nigerian prince again, eh? Slip him 20,000. It's a great deal. We'll get a million back.
Log into the email and read it.
No.
Why?
I'm not doing that. I'm the chief executive.
You don't know how to do it, do you?
Come off it. It's easy.
Then do it.
Okay. Fine, I don't know how.
Want me to read it to you?
Not really, but I feel like you're going to.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Well, you want to tuck me in? Where's my teddy?
Dear Patrick, I hope my email finds you well and that the Christmas spirit warms your heart.
Not going to lie, Jess, this does sound like the Nigerian prince.
I have been following closely the actions of yourself and the club these past few days, and I feel it is my duty to show you that these actions are wrong and not something I can be a part of. Ashwood City is a fine club, and I believe without hindrance that these actions of yours will become a chain reaction that will ultimately lead to the demise of this prestigious organisation. You should use your power, use your level of control to restore the faith and revive the fortunes of your club, not run it into the ground. I can no longer accept this role as I feel that my future at Middlesbrough is more promising, and that's what I'm helping you fix, Patrick. Your future. So consider my words, consider your options, and I hope you find yourself a better man and a better manager. I can only see one direction for Ashwood at this time. Relegation. Merry Christmas, Tony Pulis. Patrick? Are you there?
Relegation.
Patrick?
Tell me, Jess, do you think he meant that relegation will be or maybe only? Jess, answer me.
Patrick, everyone thinks we're going down. I wouldn't panic now just because Tony Pulis has said it.
Are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they shadows of things that may be?
And how much have you had to drink?
Sorry, I just... That's really messed up my plans. Shit.
What do we do?
Fucking Pulis.
Do I get Liam Brightwell on the phone?
Who the fuck is Liam Brightwell?
The under-23's coach.
Oh, God, no.
Then what do we do? Leicester is in 2 days. You better hope Jamie Vardy is having a big fucking party.
I know what to do. I'm on my way.
You're on the way to where?
To fix this. And Jess, get me the number for Valencia Football Club.
Fuck off, do it yourself, or Google it like a normal person.
Oh, Jesus, God. Speak soon, Jess.
And Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew.
You have a new voicemail.
Hi, Patrick. It's Dan. I just got off the phone with my agent, and he got a call from Valencia. They said that someone had been in touch and spoke very highly of me and my ability to coach at the highest level. So I'm guessing it wasn't my old bosses at Birmingham. They also said you had confessed that what you said before wasn't true, so I appreciate that. Anyway, I've been offered the job, and I'm probably going to take it. So I was just going to leave this message and say thank you for making amends and putting things right. It's appreciated. Also, the turkey you left outside my door was very kind, and I appreciate that. I really do. But it wasn't wrapped, Patrick. My dog has eaten it, and now she has the shits. But we recognise the sentiment, so thanks, mate. Merry Christmas. Oh, fucking hell. She shat on the Radio Times. Fuck's sake, Lydia. Lydia, it's everywhere.
End of messages.
Hey, who's that, Lou?
Hello there, little one.
It's your Uncle Patrick. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Poppy. I've got a Christmas present for you.
Oh, wow. Say thank you, Uncle Patrick.
Thank you, Uncle Patrick.
You are more than welcome.
Is that Ashwood wrapping paper?
Yeah, we stock that now.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a big seller. It's outselling the Gillingham toilet roll anyway.
Oh, wow, look at that. A fire truck.
I hope you like it.
Ah, she loves it. Don't you, Pop?
Yeah.
You want to go play with it for a bit whilst Daddy talks to Uncle Patrick?
Yeah.
Right, off you go. What's up?
I was just in the area. I thought I'd swing by.
Yeah, well, I can't speak long, Patrick. We're opening presents in a second.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, I don't have it tomorrow, do I?
Why not?
Because I'm working. Have you lost your fucking mind?
I won't need you in tomorrow.
Are you fucking fighting me?
What?
You've got some fucking nerve, pal. I will come to those offices and
Woody.
Tell them to the fucking ground.
Woody.
I'll shit down your
Woody,
fucking
I'm
chimney.
Trying to be nice.
You're doing what?
I'm trying to be nice. I don't need you in tomorrow.
I thought you wanted me in to help Tony get set up and everything.
Well, I don't need that anymore, but I do need something from you.
What's that?
I need your advice.
All right.
I want you to pick the next manager.
Pulis pulled the plug.
No, I just want to put faith in my sporting director's judgment.
He said no, didn't he, Patrick?
He didn't say no as such.
He turned us down. We've been turned down by Tony Pulis.
Yeah, all right, fine. He turned us down.
Well, this is a new low, isn't it?
But only one man can get us out of it.
Not Big Sam again,
no,
Patrick.
No, I mean you.
Oh, right.
So who's it going to be, Woodall?
What, you're letting me decide?
Yeah. Who do you want?
I think Rod Meadows will be perfect, pal. He's a proper firefighter this time in the season, and the fans will love him. He plays terrible football, but it'll save us. And they'll look past it because he's a club legend.
But... consider it done.
You want me to speak to him? I can go to him tomorrow and sort through the paperwork.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Have the day. If you want Rod Meadows, I'll go and sort it.
Right.
Right.
Well, thanks.
No, thank you, Woody.
And thanks for the fire truck.
No problem. Thanks for the firefighter.
Ashwood City looking great for the lead, and they're looking to make it two here as Broom leads it back to Nikic! 2-0! What a strike that is. And Rob Meadows looks absolutely delighted. It really has been a standout performance from Ashwood City today. A completely transformed side. They have been superb in every area of the pitch. And Leicester City, you have to feel, are out of this game.
3 points. I can't believe we're about to get 3 points.
I never thought I'd see it again.
Although we did technically get 3 points under Felix.
Yeah, it's just spread out over 9 games.
Chris, is this my pen or is it your pen?
I don't give a fuck whose pen it is. Fuck's it, how long does it take to clear out your office?
Well, I've got quite a lot of things that I need to take with me.
Fuck's sake, is that Patrick?
Oh, hi.
Someone must have got behind for Christmas.
Oh, God, he's coming this way.
You boy!
Excuse me?
What day is it today, my fine fellow?
For fuck's sake, it's Boxing Day.
I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night.
Great. It's pissed. Patrick, just get back to the executive box.
And you go out and buy the biggest central defender you can find.
It's Boxing Day, pal. The window isn't open yet.
It isn't.
Well, we could get Robert Huth. He's free and he's pretty big.
Delightful!
But he'll want about 100 grand a week, to be fair.
You fucking what?
Oh yeah, we spoke to him before. He's not cheap.
Fuck that. Jesus, 100 grand a week. Unbelievable.
Patrick, why aren't you in the corporate box? It's nearly full time.
I just came to give you your secret Santa.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick, that means a lot. What is this?
It's an Ashwood City clock. You've just started selling them in the club shop.
Right.
Because you said the thing about the stop clock being right twice a day.
So you got me an Ashwood City clock?
With no batteries. So it's a stop clock. See? You're welcome.
Thanks.
I've put a little something in your paycheck as well for this year. You know, you've been a real help, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And Woody, great work on Rod Meadows. You may well have saved the club.
You're welcome, boss.
And Benedict.
Yes, Patrick?
You forgot your lanyard, so there you go. Put that on around your neck. Go on, then. Off you fuck.
One whistle blows. It's Ashwood City 2. It's Leicester City 0. What a start for a new manager, Rod Meadows. And you have to feel there's a new sense of optimism around the ground as Ashwood City march into the new year and into the Rod Meadows era.
Rod bless us, everyone.
What a day it's been. A fantastic result for the host. And it's good to see the smiles on the faces of the fans once again because it hasn't been easy for them.
I've got Greg here. You're an Ashwood fan TV, Greg. Decent performance from us today.
Delighted, Danny. I'll tell you what, I've slugged this club off in the past, but Nolan really did good these past few days. He's been better than his word at fucking last. He's become as good a man as any that ran a club in this league.
Have you not heard, Greg?
What?
He stole 15% of the club with Ashwood money.
He did what?
He stole part of the club, mate. He's a shareholder now, too.
That fucking... I've had enough of this fucking club. Get off me. Fucking Gaswood bullshit. I can't fucking do this anymore. With that cunt in charge. Fucking Nolan out the town. Get off me, Graham. Get the fuck off me. I'm fucking get cunt. Fuck off, fucking Nolan scumbag. Thieving bastard. I took the day off work and all. Fucking beer. That corrupt cunt. Fucking...
The Offensive will return on the 7th of January with an FA Cup special.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
and Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.